Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Hi, this is Paul Chappell, and I want to introduce you to Striving Together Publications, the publications ministry of Lancaster Baptist Church and West Coast Baptist College. Our desire is to strive together for the faith of the gospel with you and other like-minded Christians as we provide sound biblical resources for your spiritual growth. At strivingtogether.com, you will find a growing collection of outstanding books, Sunday school curriculum for all ages, conservative Christian music, outreach and discipleship resources, and many other tools for your personal and spiritual growth. You'll also find a variety of tools for your local church ministry. Be sure to visit strivingtogether.com and let us know how we can help you and your church grow in God's grace.
It's been said, if you have a little God, then you have big problems. But if you have a big God, then you have little problems. Friend, I don't know what problems you have today, but I know if you belong to God, He's a very big God. Today we're going to understand more about Him on Daily in the Word with Paul Chappell. Perhaps you come to today's program with problems you cannot solve. What circumstances and questions are beyond your control in your life right now? Well, friend, we hope today that a fresh glimpse of God, the nature, the power, the greatness, the goodness of God, will help you see your problems and life's challenges in light of His nature. Welcome to Daily in the Word. I'm Kerry Schmidt, your host, and this program comes to you with Dr. Paul Chappell, the teacher, preacher, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in the high desert of Southern California, Lancaster, California. It's a joy every Monday through Friday to meet with you through this program, and today we're studying and understanding God, a great series of messages that really inspects from God's Word what He says about Himself. And it's our prayer that as you look at the fresh glimpse of Scripture and what God says about Himself, your problems will become smaller in light of His goodness, His power, and His greatness. Today we're going to study the incredible power of God. Psalm chapter 33, verses 1 through 11. Here's Paul Chappell.
We serve a God who never runs short, and His power is always available. Thank God, Matthew 19:26 says, with God, all things are possible. And I believe that this morning. And I thank God for His limitless power. I want you to see with me this morning His power on three different venues or in three different areas. And first of all, this morning, I want you to see His power over His creation. Notice what the Bible says, if you would, in Psalm 33 and verse number 6, as we see His power over creation. It says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. Now, someone says, wait a minute, this is 1999. Pastor Chappell, this is California, and you're telling me that you believe God created the world? That's exactly what we're saying this morning. We believe that God spoke, and it was done. I'm like the old Southern preacher who said, I believe the Bible from cover to cover. I even believe the Bible, the cover of the Bible, when it says Holy Bible. I believe it's God's holy word, don't you? And I thank God this morning that if God said it, we can believe it and we can trust it. God says that He created the earth. He has power to create. God has power to create. The Bible says in Colossians 1 and verse 16, for by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. Now that's the power of God. He has created the world. He has created human life. He has raised up powers and set down powers by His will. In fact, I want to show you maybe my favorite verse that really helps me to see how powerful God is. Would you hold your place in Psalms and turn over to Genesis for a moment? And I'll share with you a verse right in the first chapter of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, that really defines for us the great power of God. Genesis chapter 1. And let's read it in verse number 16. Follow along with me as we look at this verse. And of course, this entire chapter is the account of creation and so forth. But here in Genesis 1 and verse 16, the Bible says this, "And God made two great lights." We know those lights, don't we? "And the greater light to rule the day," of course, the sun, "and the lesser light to rule the night," being the moon. But notice what it says next. "He made the stars also." Don't you like that? He made two great lights. He made the sun and he made the moon. Oh, and by the way, he made some stars too. Now, those who've studied a little bit in the area of astronomy know that those stars, most of them are greater than the size of our sun. If you want to know how God's power works and how great God's power is, think of that. He created the sun, the moon, and the stars by the voice of His Word. Now, scientists may try to play God, and they may try with test tubes and with various types of innovations of today's world of science to be like God. But every cell they deal with and every organ they transplant is created by God. God is the source of all life. And so He has power to create. But He also has power to control. I'm thankful today that we serve a God who's in control. I get tickled with these scientists and with these politicians who are so worried about global warming, you know? They just get all nervous about it. They're so worried about all of these various types of things. And we need to be concerned about the environment. But listen, we're not a church that's worshiping the creation today. We're a church that's worshiping the Creator. And our confidence is so great in God the Creator that we just believe He's created this planet to have just enough resources and just enough resiliency until the day He calls us home. And brother, when we get to heaven, every need will be met there. Amen? God does not only have the power to create, but He has the power to control and to sustain His creation. My friend, if this earth was just a little bit closer to the earth this to the sun this morning, we would burn up like crispy critters. But by the power of God, the universe and the solar system is held in its place even today. Psalm 107 says this, "He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still." You see, God has power over the tidal seasons and over the environment today and over the matters of the entire universe today. And He can raise a storm and He can calm the storm. He has power over His creation. Now, someone may say today, well, if God has this power, if He has so much power, how can mishaps take place like the ones we've seen recently, like with the earthquake, for example, in Turkey, where maybe as many as 20,000 people have perished? Well, my friend, we need to recognize that God, in His sovereignty and according to His foreknowledge, which we saw a few weeks ago, even determines that these things will come to pass. Matthew 24 and verse 7, speaking prophetically of the last time, says it this way, "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places." You see, the God who created this world is in control of this world. And while we may not understand it, if He chooses that natural disaster, as we would call it, be used to wake us up and get our attention, then that is the will and the prerogative of God. He controls the world in which we live today. And thank God that even though Satan has been loose for a season, he cannot go any farther than God will let. And one day we will see even Satan's power utterly destroyed and Satan cast into the lake of fire for all of eternity, because God is in control. He has power to create. He has power to control His creation. I would say thirdly, He has power to destroy. Now, we don't like to think of a God with that kind of power. We want to focus on the attribute of a few weeks ago, His love. But I believe that we need to recognize that a part of God's nature is that He alone has this type of power to destroy. Deuteronomy chapter 9, He promised the children of Israel that He would destroy their enemies with a consuming fire. He said, if you'll go ahead and claim the promises that I've given to you, I will destroy your enemies with a consuming fire. How many of you have ever studied the book of Exodus, the great plagues that came upon Egypt? And we're reminded of those plagues, the frogs and the lice and the flies and the blood in the river. And we're reminded as we study those plagues of the power of God to bring destruction. And oftentimes God brings destruction because he wants a nation or a people to awake to righteousness and to turn to him. My friend, we need to pity those who have AIDS today, but we need to recognize today that many times a pestilence and a disease such as that is a way for God to say, wake up to righteousness and to wake up to what is going on in your society and come back to my plan for your life. And we need to see it today, my friend. God did not create Adam and Steve. He created Adam and Eve. And God says, I have some very basic laws, and when you violate those laws, I have a way to get your attention. My friend, today, as we study the Bible, we don't always like to look at that side of God, so to speak. But there is a place in the Bible called Sodom and Gomorrah that is mentioned, and it was destroyed for sin. And we see the plagues in Egypt, and we see the mighty hand of God and the fiery wrath of God from time to time in the Bible. Not many preachers preach about it, but if we're going to give an honest overall picture as we understand God this summer, then we must understand that his power is awesome. And that sometimes in the Bible, and sometimes in human history, his power manifests itself in ways that we don't want to accept, but in ways nevertheless that are true and right according to his righteousness. He has power to create. He has power to control his creation, as strange as it may sound. He has power even to destroy his creation. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Thus saith the Lord. And so, notice fourthly, he has power to bless. He has power to bless. Isn't this wonderful? The same God who has power to destroy, to diminish, to put down, has power to bless, to cause to prosper, and to lift up. Let's turn in our Bibles or look on your notes over to James chapter number 4. James chapter 4 shows to us one of the phrases in the Bible that implies God's ability to bless his people. James chapter 4, and the Bible begin reading in verse number 12. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? All right. Here we see there's a lawgiver. This is speaking of God. He's able to save. He's able to destroy. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there in a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Now here we see in the Word of God that James reminds us that there is one great lawgiver, and that this great lawgiver is able to save and to destroy. So he says, now wait a minute, those of you that say, tomorrow I'll go to this city, I'll buy, I'll sell, I'll do this. He says, wait a minute, you don't even know if you will have tomorrow. For what is your life? It's but a vapor. It appears for a little while, and it vanisheth away. You know, sometimes, folks, one of the greatest mistakes that Christians make is that we fail to live this life with eternity in mind. And we act like it's all going to go on forever and that everything we have is ours forever and that we are here forever. But the Bible puts it into an eternal perspective and says that our life is just like a vapor. I mean, it's here and then it's gone. And so he says, in the light of that, what we should do is say this. If the Lord would will me tomorrow, if it's his will, then tomorrow I'll go to Los Angeles and make the sale. Tomorrow I'll sell for this amount and bring back this product and such and so forth. If it's the will of God, if God would bless this, this is what I will do. Lord, take my life. It's yours to control. I yield myself to you. If it's your will to bless it, then Lord, because you're the one lawgiver who can save or destroy, I ask you, Lord, to bless me and to save what I'm doing here for your honor and glory. Now, we can deny this fact. We can fight this fact. But the truth of the matter is, the Lord puts up some and down others, and we need to give over our allegiance and yield our will over to him. And our prayer should be, as we enter a new week, Lord, I pray that you'd bless my family this week. I pray that you'd bless my work this week and give me wisdom to make right decisions. And Lord, I recognize your power. And I ask you to bless in our home during this week. And so we see his power over creation. God has power to create, and God has power to control, and God has power to destroy, and God has power to bless. It's all in the hands of God. And so we need to get off this idea that we are little gods doing what we want. And we need to come back to the recognition of the fact that he has all power, and that without him, we can do nothing. Notice not only his power over creation, but I want to share secondly with you this morning his power over Satan. His power over Satan. I'm glad that I have a God today who through the cross of Calvary permanently damaged the head of Satan, and that we're on the winning side today. And my God and your God, if you're saved, has power over Satan. Now, I would say first of all this morning that God has power to protect us from Satan. To protect us from Satan. Now friends, I want you to get this in your minds very clearly for just a moment. Satan has real power. Satan and his evil spirits have power to control, power to condemn, power to sway opinions, power to manipulate. And Ephesians chapter 6 says, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes you wonder what's going on and what's happening with these teenagers and why is that person so changed and what's the situation? It many times is a spiritual warfare so far beyond our comprehension. Satan is alive and Satan is real. And what a tragedy today to see an increase of interest in these last days on the part of so many, not only teenagers, but even CEOs today in satanic rituals, and even some in our armed forces today in satanic rituals and carrying out a worship in the church of Satan. I want to tell you something, friend. It's not a game, and it's not funny when kids are dressing in black and when they're really almost worshiping the singers of their rock group. I'm telling you, friend, this morning, it's not a little game or a funny thing. It's a tragedy when teenagers are looking more to this type of entertainment than they are to the things of God. And it ought to be a wake-up call to us. I was amazed to read recently that one of these rock groups, KISS, which the acronym stands for Knights in Satan's Service, is now having a great comeback, and teenagers paying large amounts of money and teenagers following this group more than preachers, more than parents, more than godly role models. They're following after this type of a situation. This Marilyn Manson leading teenagers literally to the pit of hell. And I want to tell you something. That is exactly where following of these types of rock and roll singers and their philosophy and their belief in Satan ultimately leading young people away from Jesus, ultimately and eternally, they will spend eternity without God in hell because of this type of influence today. You say, Pastor Chapel, you take this stuff so seriously and you're trying to talk to us about coming and getting a book and learning how to tell people about Jesus and heaven and forgiveness and all this stuff, and you just keep going year after year after year and two services coming up and going into the community and going into the community. I mean, isn't there enough going on around here at the church now? Aren't you satisfied? Friend, it's not about our satisfaction. It's about the command of God to go out and reach people who are literally being pulled by a satanic world away from an Almighty God. But thank God when someone comes into a relationship with him that he has power over Satan. We need to just recognize that it is a real battle. U.S. News and World Report last month reported that 8 out of the 9 schoolyard shootings that happened in the last 12 months, 8 out of the 9, the young men involved in pulling the triggers were also involved in playing demonic electronic games. Hour after hour, satanic emblems on their computer screen. Hour after hour, blood and gore. And hour after hour, playing those dark side games. Moms and dads, you are crazy if you don't know exactly what's on the computer of your child this morning. Satan is the prince and the power of the air of this world, and he's using his influence as best he can. But I want to tell you something. When a child or when an adult comes into a relationship with Jesus Christ, then now there is a protection that comes over them, and God has power to protect them. And no matter what Satan might want to do, he's not going any farther than the hand of God would allow for a period of a trial, because once someone is saved, they are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. One of the greatest illustrations of that we see in the Scriptures is in the life of Job. Job had some trials. Job was attacked. But we read at the very beginning of that book in Job 1 and verse 12, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand." God said, "I'll allow Satan to take the barns and the cattle. I'll allow a great trial to come, but now upon him, you cannot touch him." Why? Because God has power over Satan. Luke 22 and verse 31 says that Jesus spoke to Peter and he said, "Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you like wheat, but I prayed for thee." My friends, this morning, Satan wants our teenagers, and Satan wants our families, and Satan wants to destroy churches. But thank God for the intercessory prayers of Jesus Christ, because it is through his power that we have victory over Satan. He has power to protect. He has power to break strongholds. God has power to break the strongholds of Satan. Do you know that some people, even in this room, perhaps many, there this morning is a stronghold of Satan. He's not possessing you. He's not controlling you in every area. But there's an area that we would call a stronghold. It's something that Satan uses. Some people might call it a weakness. And I want to just say to you this morning, God has power over these strongholds. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 4, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, to the casting down of imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God."
Well, friend, you've been listening to Daily in the Word and the teaching and preaching of Pastor Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church in Lancaster, California, and president of West Coast Baptist College. I do invite you to visit us at dailyintheword.org. That's dailyintheword.org. You can hear today's message in its entirety. You can also hear all of the messages from this great, powerful series, Understanding God. You can download them and even subscribe to the Daily in the Word podcast. You can find that and many other resources at dailyintheword.org. Now, to wrap up today's program, here's Paul Chappell.
Thanks, Kerry. What a blessing to team up together and teach and preach here on Daily in the Word. And I want to thank you for being a part of this ministry. If you have not done so already, I want to ask you to visit dailyintheword.org. As I teach and preach every single day on more than 400 radio stations across America, it's a great joy to hear from people who visit dailyintheword.org. And they just simply click on the little tab that says Contact Us, drop us an email, and let us know what God is doing in their life. We love to hear from listeners like you. If God would let you also click the tab that says Donate and send a gift to this ministry in order that we might continue to pay for the airtime, we would greatly appreciate hearing from you today. That's dailyintheword.org. This is Paul Chappell saying thank you for being faithful to the Lord.
Well, thanks, Pastor. Friend, we would love to hear from you this month, and we do have a gift. If you'll take the time to call or write to us, we'd like to send you a token of our appreciation. It's a booklet written by Pastor Chappell entitled Amaze of Grace. If you're going through a difficult time right now, or if you know of somebody who's bearing up under a trial or a burden, this book will help them find God's amazing grace in the maze of their trial. Sometimes it's in life's most confusing, frustrating moments that we see God's hand of grace in miraculous ways in our lives. This little booklet will remind you of this. Again, it's entitled Amaze of Grace, and it's our gift to you when you call or write to us this month, and just let us know that you're listening. The easiest way to do that is to visit us at dailyintheword.org and click on the Contact Us tab. I do hope that you'll pray about contributing to our ministry. You can do that on the website as well when you click on donate. And your investment into Daily in the Word goes directly into paying for airtime so that we can continue teaching and preaching the Word of God on stations like this one all across America. You can call us toll-free, 1-800-201-7748. Again, 1-800-201-7748. And then finally, our mailing address is Daily in the Word, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Once again, Daily in the Word, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Don't forget, when we hear from you this month, we're going to send you a copy of Pastor Chappell's book, Amaze of Grace, a great gift for someone who's bearing up under a trial. It will encourage their heart and remind them of God's wonderful grace, even in the mazes of life. A Maze of Grace, this month, our gift to you. Thanks so much for being a part of this ministry, Daily in the Word. Thank you for being a part of today's broadcast. And until next time, have a great day.